Hi, this is a continuation of dictation Raru Petty Way. The dictation number 1020018. It continues. It got abruptly disconnected. I was on the area of the plan of care. Treatment plan is being discussed. The patient is ordered physical therapy 3 times a day for cervical, thoracic, and lumbar region due to the MRI found positive. Both shoulders, both knees. There is a possible T7 fracture, and two times a week with traction massage, McKenzie back program, and chiropractor treatment, as well as the laser treatment, home yoga exercises. Patient is found to be disabled to work, ask for replacement and transportation help. Patient is getting pain medication from his personal physician. Medications. Well, medications are on hold because we don't have all the records and continuation of the services. The patient already received the pain medication from his previous physicians, and he will also be seeing orthopedic surgeon tomorrow. So all the medications are on hold until we get rest of them. The MRI that we have been submitted are as follows. The brain MRI, they're done on 6/5/2023 at Northern Radial, is found to be negative. In cervical spine, there is involvement of C23, C34, C45, C7, and T1, C67 disc, and with the neuroforamen narrowing. And spinal canal stenosis. In the thoracic spine, there is a suspected fracture of the T7 non-displaced of the vertebral body compression fracture of the inferior end plate. In the lumbar region, there is a disc involvement L23, L34, L45, L5S1 with mild retrolisthesis and bilateral foramen narrowing, as well as bilateral facet joint involvement. In the area of the left shoulder, it is discovered to have a mild supraspinatus tendinopathy, tiny paralabral cyst along the posterior inferior aspect of the glenoid fossa, mild degenerative changes in the AC joint. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Psychiatry referral is yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI already discussed. Interventional pain procedures. Patient has been advised he may benefit from several procedures. One is bilateral SI joint injection for diagnostic therapeutic purposes, times 2. Lumbar epidural steroid injection, time 4. And cervical epidural, times 2 to begin with. Also, patient may benefit from supraspinous tendon injection. Times 2 or 3, and injection of the intra-articular to help with the labral area. Regarding the bursitis, if the pain is not resolved with these injections, then a bursa injection will be required. The medical records have been ordered released. Surgical options are none. The neuropsych none. Attended care caseworker none. No new investigation is being ordered. We are requesting a record release for the medical records as well as for the DMS. Patient has braces for the neck, as well as for the back brace tense unit. He is taking nifedipine, losartan, nifedipine 30 mg a day, losartan 100 milligram a day, and Wegovy. There is some other MRIs that are reported. Right knee MRI on 6/5/2023 did not have any meniscus tear, only some effusion. On 6/5/2023, left hip was also found to be negative. Education is yes. Follow visit in 30 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.